very good for the acute flares. I mean, even if people are on this anti-MAP antibiotic treatment, that takes months and months to work, to kick in. But with an acute flare, if you've got if you're really in pain, the prednisone is very good. It's a steroid, and it kind of fixes it within a couple of days, but only by stopping the inflammation. It's not stopping the root cause. And then you've got the anti-TNF, which are, TNF stands for tumor necrosis factor, and that works in a different way. Don't ask me, I'm not a scientist. But that has the same effect. It quells the inflammation. The biologics do a similar thing, but in a kind of different way, if you see what I mean. But they have the cancer side effects, so I never had faith in them. I haven't lost faith in them, but I've never had faith in them. My son had one shot of Humira, and then within the next few days was in for emergency surgery, you know, and he had about 6 inches of his bowel removed. So I don't have faith in any of them, except for maybe the steroidal one, which has the instant impact and stops the pain. But it's the antibiotic therapy that works. And also immunosuppressants are ridiculous as well, because with an infection, you want to boost the immune system. You don't want to reduce it. So I have no faith in immunosuppressants either.
Yeah, and from what I've seen, Crohn's disease is quite difficult. It's not only difficult to diagnose, it's often misdiagnosed, but it's also that treatments vary between individuals. Like one treatment may work with the other person, it may not work at all, and others might have a severe side effect to it.
Yeah, and I mean, some people tolerate these things really well, and that's great for them, but for others it doesn't work, you know. So it is difficult. You know, everyone's different, and some are diagnosed with ulcerative colitis to start with, and it turns out to be Crohn's later, or it turns into Crohn's. So, you know, it's tricky. I wouldn't want to be a gastroenterologist right now. And in fact, some of the anti-vaccine ones are going to look very silly in a couple of years' time, when this is out.